I don't know Daniel Webster from Booth or Ellen Terry. To tell the truth, I've never even met his dictionary. They say the word called hero, this Webster has defined. But just how he explains it doesn't seem to fit my mind. My definition may not sound like his. But this is what I think a hero is. A man is a hero when he goes to war. A man is a hero when he's brave. A man is a hero when the cannons roar and he fights his dear life to save. But I knew a hero and it was my wife. And what I say is true. Let her acquaintance be forgot. For I was a hero too. I came home late for dinner, but smilingly she met me. Right then I said, I'll bet a cookie, something's going to get me. Said she, I baked a pie, dear, and it's a mince pie too. Said I, I'd die if I should eat a pie that's baked by you. She got a butcher knife and held it high. Said she, old man, I guess you'll eat that pie. A man is a hero when he goes to war. A man is a hero when he's brave. A man is a hero when the cannons roar and he fights his dear life to save. It said $20 on my doctor's bill. I settled next year for 10. Let other mince pies be forgot, for I was a hero then. A man is a hero when he stays out night and says he has had a Turkish bath. A man is a hero when he gets away with that joke and don't get the laugh. If some man can only tell his fellow men one that is good and new, his story will not be forgot, and he'll be a hero too.